Here we are. Here we go. Good morning. Welcome as we continue on the Matt Murphy Show, Talk 99.5. Once again, big announcement tomorrow starting at 9 o'clock. Well, the show starts at 6. Hope you're there then. 6 o'clock, freaks. At 9 o'clock, we will announce the future of morning broadcasting on Talk 99.5 starting on Monday next, not the following. Like, literally, the next Monday that you get to, you'll find out for yourself. If you tune in tomorrow at 9 o'clock, you can find out, too. 545-9950. I would encourage you to get on the Birmingham Broker phone lines right now at 545-9950, because for whatever reason, over the next hour, I have a feeling that those lines might get tied up to a certain degree. Let us welcome back the one and only Andrea Lindenthal. Ani, good morning.
Good morning. Sorry, let the fanfare die down. Yeah. I just want to bask in the glow of it all. Mm-hmm. I am the ghost of Talk 99.5 past, I guess. The morning show moving forward, I am a reflection on what has been, and it's good to be here.
This process took a little longer than anticipated, the whole transitionary process due to COVID-19.
The COVIDs.
But it is here.
It is here.
I'm fascinated. I turn on my television. And it's like what once was new was old again, or mm-hmm. what once was old was new again. As I came to Birmingham, Alabama in 2002, I watched Andrea Lindenberg on my television screen. And now there she is again, looking like she hasn't aged a day.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot holding us all together. There's glue. There's Spanx. There's all sorts of products I never knew existed just to hold it all together. And so, yeah, I feel like we've talked about this for 2 years.
Mm.
Like, we've been gearing up for this for 2 years and then caught COVID, not a good time, but then became healthy enough to finally get back on television news. And so today, this morning was the first morning. It was the inaugural run, the soft open, if you will, of the show on the CBS 42 Morning News.
Yes, I watched.
I know you watched.
I did not see 4:30 to 5.
Yeah,
but
that's
after
okay.
That,
I don't recall a lot about it either, honestly.
I was all in.
It was, yeah, 4:30, man, it comes at you. I used to think getting here at 5 was pushing it for me as a human being, and mm-hmm. and this was only day 1, so I'm delirious like, "Oh, it went off so well. Yay. Tomorrow and then Monday will be rough." But yes, I set my alarm for 1:45, which is not normal.
1:45. Pop up, all excited, first day of school.
Yes.
Mhm.
Yes.
Yeah, drive in. Mm-hmm. I would expect COVID protocols probably make things a little different than they normally will become.
Fewer people in the building. Like, my first day there was Monday, off air. I had a few days to get ready. And it was weird. Like, my heart hurt a little. I thought, nobody's saying hi. Wait, there's no one here to say hi. There are a few people. They're masked up. They're in their offices. But, you know, obviously, it's like everywhere else. Population is diminished greatly. So it's been a little empty. Is everybody on vacation? Has there been some sort of evacuation process? I don't know. But I've settled in nicely. You know, this is where I started in my broadcasting career, in this very building. So it's weird to walk around and see how it's changed.
The CBS 42 building.
CBS 42 about, building. But yeah, it's...
Weren't you on the, like, the front desk?
I was the next in line for the front desk. So I was the programming assistant, which meant I was the assistant to the woman who worked out at the front desk.
Mm-hmm.
And that room is now a storage closet because, you know, they want to preserve history, obviously.
The Andrea Lindenberg Memorial Storage Closet.
Storage closet, yeah. So the dot matrix printer is gone. But yeah, I did that and then would hang out in the newsroom and eventually got a spot to report and anchor and then left and began the movement back and forth across mm-hmm. Red Mountain.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was wonderful to see you on television.
Thank you.
And I know you're glad to be back.
I am.
Can you? I did a bit of an experiment, and I know you're far away from it, but can you smell anything? Can you smell anything?
What'd you do?
Because I put Ode to Skunk on this morning just to see.
No. It's the
crazy. Can you still not smell?
Nothing. Nothing. I mean, one of the dogs rolled in either a carcass or deer poop. I don't know what it was. And I said, hey, Gracie, you want to go ride with me? I had to go get another COVID test to make sure I was negative. And I look over at some point to gently, you know, caress her neck, just love on her a little uh-huh. bit. And I felt something.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked over. And this is a smell that you know will clear a house. and I didn't, I could not smell a thing.
Mm.
Cannot smell chicken to see if it's bad or
so. You don't know if you stink right now.
I have no idea. I also don't know if you stink, like breath and
wash and hope.
Right, and then you go to laundry. You know, wait, is this shirt dirty? I have no idea. I can't. It's as bad as it is not to taste, and especially when you're cooking. I think the lack of smell is more disconcerting because there's a lot of social alerts that you'll get if you mm-hmm. smell bad. Like, I don't know mm-hmm. what my armpits smell like right now. I don't, and I just have to pretend.
Boy, oh boy, I do.
You do. I don't know what the dogs smell like. I don't know what our house smells like. The garbage could be rancid, and my husband doesn't either, so we don't know.
I feel like Rocky is William Wallace in Braveheart regarding the smell.
Mom doesn't complain about our smell
yes,
anymore.
Yes, we've been waiting for this day.
So I have no idea. This is day 22 of no taste or smell. I finally started eating celery sticks because it just has the same crunch as a potato chip.
Oh, that, right. Yeah. I mean, and that's, I guess, a bonus the hunger probably happens. You still get hungry.
I'm hungry now. But it took me a while. It's weird what your mind remembers, though. Like, I was still doing sometimes the midnight eating or the potato chips dipping in my ranch or something. Could not taste it, but there's a satisfaction of chewing it. And, you know, it's the whole food thing,
mm-hmm.
why we love food so much.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so weird. You would think, but now I can also eat things or drink things that I don't care for and not know.
Ooh, that would be a nice experiment.
Yeah.
Like
I would drink beer and I hate beer. I could drink it and not care.
Because you can't taste it, you can't smell it, it's just, you could look
right.
at
it. Right. I needed a protein bar at work the other day and I said, I'm like, give me the least favorite. I don't know what it is. I just need something in my stomach.
Man, oh man.
Hello?
That's difference number 143 between radio and television. You need a hamburger, cheeseburger, breakfast sandwich, radio's your game. You need a breakfast bar or a smoothie.
Does anybody have any kale chips?
Run over to TV where they're watching their girlish figures.
You know we are because you grow out of your clothes. What are you going to do then?
You look great. Thank
you.
We'll talk about the stand-up in a second because yeah. I have some questions.
Okay.
I also would say this on the taste and smell thing. Taste and smell are so interrelated that when you don't realize what you lose with one if you lose the other. I can't imagine losing both completely, but one is interrelated with the next, and yeah. without smell, things taste different, even if you have taste. And without both?
It's awful. And then you think, it messes with my mind, because sometimes I feel my touch has been affected by it. It hasn't. But because two of my senses are dull or gone, it I don't know. It's weird. It's really weird. And don't call up and ask me if I've done the burned orange thing. I'm not doing the burned orange thing.
What burned orange thing?
It's something that's sort of going around the internet in December, and it's always someone's neighbor's friend's aunt, whoever. Burned oranges, cinnamon, something, I don't know, and they get their smell and taste back. No, we're not doing that.
That doesn't work.
Doesn't work. I've done the research. It's not working.
Well, I heard about this 8 seconds ago, and I'm telling you,
it's
it
stupid,
doesn't work.
But I did buy two oranges, and then I'm like, what am I doing? Here, take these off to college, kids.
You got suckered?
Yeah, you become a little desperate.
You take a shot.
I don't know. Just go try
because,
it.
I mean, they say that the cinnamon coacts with the orange, and then somehow magically a little wizard appears.
No, no.
Hello, I shall Mm-mm. repair your smell and taste.
I'm going to tell you, this virus is from the pit of hell, and it's going to let you have your taste and smell back when it is ready for you.
It's damn well ready.
That's it. It's not the flu, people.
It's not the flu.
I'm telling you,
We've known it's not the flu for a long time.
We thought maybe in the beginning, and I'm here to tell you, it's not.
It's like the flu.
It includes the flu with a bunch of other fun things.
Right. 12 after the hour, if you'd like to speak to Andrea Lindenberg, by all means, 545-9950. We'll continue to break down the policies and shenanigans that go on in television, and we'll ask her thoughts on the news. You know, so mm-hmm. she's here for the hour. It's on Andrea Lindenthug on Thug Thursday on Talk 99.5.
Welcome back,
Arnie.
Your dreams were your ticket out.
All right, Lyndon Thug Welcome joins back, us on Thug
Arnie.
Thursday
that same
on Talk 99.5. It is 8:16. Good morning. A brief respite from the news of the nation. So what Joe Biden, and we'll get back to it, what Joe Biden's handlers mean when they say unity is you agree with them, and And if you don't agree with them, then he said it in the speech that you're racist or you're nativist, as he called it. 545-9950 is the telephone number. Setting that aside for a moment, a lot of folks want to say hey to Ani, as they should.
Mm-hmm.
It
yeah,
makes sense.
As you absolutely should.
Your first day on CBS 42. Nerves? No? Yeah?
I didn't know how I was going to react. You know, it's like the first time a deer runs in front of your car. You don't know if you're going to be one of the people that freaks out and slams on brakes mm-hmm. and then, you know, his telephone pole. Or are you going to be calm about it and just go, all right, let's plow through. Sorry, bud. And so I got on set and was waiting for the nerves and the lip, you know, the lip curl, maybe mm-hmm. like a little, and it didn't happen. And I credit you with that.
Don't credit
me. If I could survive 4.5 years of the Murph.
Well,
no, but seriously,
bad.
Something is different. Something feels different. I don't know if it's just, you know, I don't care. It's going to go fine or not. We'll get through it. Let the rough ends drag, as my husband always says. You know, whatever. We're going to all be fine in the end.
Well, I have a working personal theory that you're going to just go like gangbusters in today's local news, because I think today's local news has loosened up a little bit, and I think we are, you know, radio is just about the most free-flowing format you're going to find, talk radio, and you've been doing that for 4.5 years. I noticed just this morning the exchange between yourself and Jack, between, you know, you, Jack, Michelle, and Dave, who I want to meet, by the way. He seems like an interesting cat.
He's
new, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think the exchange, even on day one, and it's because you know the Royers. You've known Jack since he was a toddler, for goodness sake.
That's true.
So, I mean, there's a good rapport there anyway. But I think the most difficult thing, and tell me if I'm wrong, the most difficult thing is being able to have those brief conversations between stories, headlines, weather, traffic, and all of that, you know, and getting in and getting out, and it not being too, it not overwhelming the newscast.
I was worried about how that would work. Like, would I have the tendency to want to blurt things out? Because we talked about everything. If there was a random thought in the head, it came out on the microphone. And I was concerned about that, putting the toothpaste back in the tube, so to speak, as you say. I was concerned how that would work. I think what I do now in television I didn't do before is we did so many things, you and I did so many things organic,
mm-hmm.
right? We didn't say, okay, after this, we would just throw things out there live on air. And that's helping me with this, even though it's condensed greatly, that I don't think about it all too much. I mean, I read over the scripts. Hopefully I get eyes on all of them.
You trust yourself.
Yeah, I'm not as uptight about all of it, and I'm going to let it flow and try not to be worried about it, but
and
be
then when
appropriate.
When somebody gets worried about it, they'll tell you.
Right. When I start to fall off of the grid, they're going to say, listen, Lindenberg, tighten up. You know, yeah, let's go. Come
and
on.
And then you'll hear, do, do, do.
Yeah, elevator. So I've just tried to just be there in the moment and enjoy it.
Well, I thought.
And relax.
I thought your line about the lottery thing was pretty good.
That we have their number.
Yeah, for those who missed it, you know, someone won the Powerball lottery last night out of Maryland, and Ani was teasing the story, and she said, you know, in a moment we'll tell you, you know, who won the lottery power. I'm paraphrasing, of course.
Yeah.
Who won the lottery Powerball? We'll tell you their cell phone number, their home address.
Yes. If you, because you know you want to know, like,
all right,
where are they? Slow drive by their house. That was just something that just came out, and I threw it out there because when I did that, it broke, you know, the through the script, it made me relax a little bit. It made me feel like, okay, in that moment, I just chilled out for a moment.
And it made your co-host laugh. Jack thought it was funny.
Yeah.
By the way, tell Dave that Matt Murphy said he's right.
I know
Dave knows he's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I know no one denied he was right. But Jack said, look, and by the way, I'd be right there in Jack's corner. If I had the ability, if I won Powerball or whatever, and I could not show up and still get the money, I would not show up. I'm not showing my face on camera after I win $100 million.
No way. I wouldn't want anybody to know. I would panic.
But Dave is right. Some states, because they want to go overboard in terms of openness and, hey, look at our books and here it is and transparency, they make the winners step forward.
Right. And that's when we were joking about a disguise. I'll be wearing my mask and a mustache.
Right.
Right, because you think how much stress, like you're going to be so excited, but then you know people are gunning for you. You know people that you don't know are coming out of the woodwork to get money from you. I can't imagine what that's like.
By the way, I figured out, speaking of mustaches.
A mustache.
I've never wanted a tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
I've never settled on, not right. that I'm against anybody that have tattoos. I mean, your back tattoo is awesome. On
Thank
it.
You.
But so I'm not besmirching the tattooed.
No besmirchment.
But I've never really figured out what I would want on my body for the rest of my life. Right. I think I figured out the tattoo that I would get if I ever got a tattoo.
What?
It's a tattoo on the side of your finger of a mustache.
So you could just do this.
So you could hold it up.
Yeah. So you see.
Say, look.
I don't know.
Hey, my name is Matt Murphy. Hello. Amanda.
Hello. It's Matt Murphy.
It's Amara.
You want an exotic mustache.
It's Murphy.
I just want lips so I could do this. Perfect. I'm camera ready.
You've always wanted lips.
Always wanted. You don't overdraw the upper lip either. I'm avoiding injectables though. We're just going to keep it low key, natural.
545-9950 EC's in Hueytown. What's up, EC?
Hey, morning, y'all.
Pleasantries.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
I lost you for a sec. I want to congratulate Annie. I watched her this morning. I got up early and looked at my watch, and, man, it's 5:38. I eased over and got the remote from my wife's side, put a pillow where the TV wouldn't block her, you know, wake her up,
yeah.
And I put her on mute, and I sat there watching you, and then all of a sudden she woke up. She said, first thing she said, ain't Annie supposed to be on today? So I
yep. kinda,
yeah, she was waiting on you, too. So
it was great to be in y'all's bedroom. Thank you for welcoming me in my first day, EC.
Yeah, I stayed glued till you went off at 7. Usually I flip during commercials, you know, kind of go around, look
yep.
different stations. But I stayed glued and to it, and congratulations. You look great, too, Annie. Great.
Thank you. Perfect. It's funny you said glued because I have a false eyelash that's popping off because of the humidity. And right as
Was
you
it?
Said that, not in the show, but when I got in the car, so I'm kind of patting it down. So that's just funny you said glued.
EC, excellent telephone call. I encourage every single one of you to tune over to Annie Lindenberg, you know, at your leisure from 4:30 to 6 a.m. and promptly eliminate TV from your life starting at 6 a.m. and get over to radio.
And switch over.
Yeah.
I was bummed out on the drive-in this morning. I couldn't listen to you. You know, I've been going in a little bit later and doing prep work, and I could listen to you, and I couldn't, obviously, today.
Eyelashes.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do the eyelashes. Do you always do the eyelashes?
No, I did them, I think, when I last was in television toward the end there. I had girlfriends at the station who would put them on my eyes for me, and I put them on. I thought, well, you know, today, because I haven't been 100% and my eyes look a little weak. A little weak in the eye.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So I popped them on this morning. I use a magnifying mirror that will show you your soul
uh-huh.
to put those things on. One's loose.
So, I mean, is it like a toupee where if you go with eyelashes, you got to keep going with the eyelashes?
No,
otherwise, people are going to email you. And
we thought those were her real eyelashes.
You know,
no, you can go either way.
There's stuff that make your eyelashes thicker and fuller.
I've done that before, too.
Does it work?
It can dry out your eyes a little bit.
Does
yeah,
it work?
It's called Latisse. That stuff is good.
Latisse.
Yeah, it's a little expensive, though.
I need to use that on my left eye because the stuff I used on my eyelid burnt my luxurious eyelashes off.
They're going to be luscious again.
Yeah, 25 after the hour. Hey, it's Valerie Vining, first to use on Talk 99.5. Hang in there. And I have been engaging in camper talk.
So exciting.
Yes.
I mean, there's something so fun about it. You get off the grid. You get all your stuff with you.
Mm-hmm.
Put your crock pot in there.
Let that simmer.
Yeah.
Go for a jaunty hike.
Yes.
Or whatnot.
All of it. I love all of it. I love camping with friends, too. I mean, we've had so much fun doing that also.
Like yes, camping with friends with their own camper.
Yes.
That's
not,
what I told.
Not inside.
It's what I told Jody the other day. He's like, you know, he's like, oh, and this pulls out. And I was like, you know what? I don't need anything to pull out. I just need a bed mm-hmm. big enough. I just need a bed large enough for me and the person that's going to be with me because I'm not inviting friends over.
No, and for us, for kids, but no adults ever really camp inside the camper with us.
Right.
And we're selling ours to get a different one. So if anyone's in the market for one, you know, head on over to one of my Facebook pages.
Yeah, quick plug there for the sale of the camper.
The sale of the camper. It's wonderful, especially it needs a family.
I will say that it was a nice camper I don't know what Lindenberg and...
No, it looks the same.
The Linden Thug family has done for it. But
I clean that thing every single day. So it's like new. I am confident in saying that. You know, you get on Facebook Marketplace and you see like new. What? It looked like somebody was killed in that. No, this is literally like new. It's just a fun thing. We need a different one, though. We need a different camper.
Like smaller?
Either one you drive, a motorhome, or a little bit less weight, and we're not sleeping all the kids. We would like to encourage the kids to find their own place and stop camping with us. Remember how we got it? So many family memories? We don't need space for them.
Yeah, no more family memories.
Nope, forget it. Y'all are in college.
Now, and you know what? They don't want to make memories at your campsite with you either.
When they drag it to the college, they don't stay with us. There's reasons for that.
Right. And oh, by the way, if they pull up and for some reason spend the night, they can sleep on the floor.
Right. Go sleep in your car. Sleep on the floor in your car. I don't care. What are you doing here? We already pay your tuition. What's your problem? Both of them at the same school, by the way, now.
Hit the road, bud.
Let's go, friend. Chip, chop.
By the way, I need to ask you about how the boy's doing.
Okay.
Because I heard about the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
God. Awful.
Similar spot, too, right?
Within 10 miles of my, yes.
Another accident.
Yes.
We'll
talk. This one has drama.
Uh-oh. Shauna is up next. Hey, Shauna, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Shauna.
Pleasantries.
Hi, Arnold.
Hi, honey.
I was calling because you were talking about losing your sense of smell and your sense of taste. And how you thought that it had affected your, I guess, sense of touch or feel.
In a negative way. I would have thought it would have been enhanced, but it feels clumsy.
Right. I also heard that because you lose multiple senses, your others become more enhanced. But I personally am right there with you. I felt like I had lost my sense of touch or feel. Mm. Like, I couldn't feel hot or cold like I used to when I ate. Not only could I not taste, I couldn't feel the hot or coldness of the food. But the main reason for my call was because when that happened to me, I was very devastated. And what really made me do a little bit of research and figure out how I could get my senses back was because my boyfriend had gone out of town. I set up the Christmas tree, lit a bunch of candles. I was going to have it all pretty when he came home. And I told my friend that was helping me, I said, I don't even know if it smells like Christmas. Like, this breaks my heart.
Mine smells like, it smells like rotting meat is what, I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah. It's the most peculiar thing. But when I started doing the research and when I started trying to figure out if I would ever get my senses back, a lot of things I read were very discouraging. No, you'll never get it back. Yep. This is, you know, but what I found was your olfactory, it's called olfaction, or the sense of smell, if you will. And it's the process of creating the perception of smell. And they say that there are four smells that you can smell every day, twice a day, for 20 seconds, and you will see that certain smells and certain tastes will slowly start to come back.
All right, I'm going to research it because I need that in my life.
I tried it, and I'm telling you, girl, it works. Those four smells, you've got lemon, eucalyptus, it's also, what was the other one?
I think bleach and my dogs. Yeah.
So yes, but smelling these things will affect your memory.
No, well, I'm telling you what, I started with just smelling lemons. Every day I cut up some lemons and I would smell them for about 20 seconds twice a day. And I would squeeze them so that the juices really came out and you could really get the sense of the lemon. And I'll tell you what, that day, the very first day, I was like, I think I smell this lemon.
Hey, so you know what I've heard? If you poke your nose with a sharp pencil, you'll regain the smell of blood.
Oh, that's disgusting. It's awful.
I'm picking up, Shauna. I'm just
Shauna, I'm going to, when I get off of air, I will research that and report back next week because it's, here's the thing. I don't mean to complain and whine about it. It's more of a fascination, but I understand that people have lost loved ones, and I've got a close friend who found out that the lung damage isn't permanent. So we came out without being on a ventilator, the hospital, or dying. So I am so thankful for that. It's just a side show that's weird. So I appreciate you, Shauna, for that tip, and I'm going to look into it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm telling you, I tried it myself, and it definitely, I could tell a difference that day.
Excellent.
Good deal, Shauna.
You're full set back, but slowly but surely, one by one, the smells start to come back.
Shauna, thank you. Call again soon.
You are welcome.
All right, keep smelling out there.
I had to get a taste tester smeller. The kids come by and I'm like, smell these things in the refrigerator and tell me if they're bad. Because I don't want to like get food poisoning, on like salmonella on top of it all.
If you drink sour milk, let's suppose for a moment it's not going to affect you on the back end.
Right,
if you know what I'm saying.
I bet it does.
Literally.
Yeah.
But if you drink sour milk and you cannot smell nor taste it,
if a tree falls in the wood... I think only your stomach can react to it, but I wouldn't know. Chicken, that would make you pretty darn sick. Some things you can get a sense of salt, or you can get a sense of vinegar, like hot sauce. I put on everything just so I get some sort of sensation.
What you can get some of that?
It's not the your tongue can figure out which category it falls into. Sometimes.
Oh boy! Oh boy! Next week, I have some ghost pepper sauce. Next week.
Now that you still get
if
the burn.
You still,
no, we're not doing that.
Why not?
Because you still get the burn.
What do you mean the burn?
You get the burn
the
from
burn,
hot sauce.
That's just taste buds.
That's no. I don't need the burn. I don't need the discomfort without the taste. We should do. You guys should give me things to taste if it's still going on next week.
Oh, we. If,
but
you,
I no, want.
If,
I only trust John Bird, so you don't
whatever.
Put something bad in there.
John Bird, you trust that guy?
I do. You give me something and see if I can tell you what it is.
I can do that.
It sounds awful.
I miss you so much, Ani. That's been mean.
Okay, Andrea Linden Thug next week. Let's all cross our fingers and pray God she still doesn't have smell or taste.
Or you could let me smell things like bleach or what. I don't know. Well, that's dangerous.
Right.
If you get that on my new dress, I would be so mad. My new blue dress.
It looks nice.
Oh, thanks. There's about seven other of them that you're going to see just like this.
Since the last time you've done television news, they've started the big old stand-up. The stand-up.
No, now that was there, but the shot was not as wide, but you could still see the whole body.
Uh-huh.
Now you're just out there, and the thing is massive. The monitor, it's called the BAM.
Everybody make Ani self-conscious by emailing her and telling her that you're watching her hands closely.
This does not get any easier. I said it does not get any easier with the hand thing, not being able to have anything in your hands.
Your hands look great right now. You're doing all these things with your hands.
Yeah, but when
you're
standing up in
it.
Front of a big monitor and you're trying to, I just want to cross my arms and hunch over like a boiled shrimp.
See, I use my hands a lot when I talk, so it would be wild. It's like I'm in a wind tunnel.
Yeah, we did a Facebook Live yesterday and I looked ridiculous. It's just how we talk. We might as well be Italian.
Mm-hmm. You did. Did your Facebook Live include that Luther Strange moment that you put up on Facebook with your Jeep?
My mudden.
The old fake mudden shot.
I'm the redneck anchor.
Yeah,
it's me.
Is that for a future promo that
possibly,
we have to watch?
Possibly.
Okay.
So you can learn about your morning news anchors.
Well, that's good. I think this perfectly suits you. Evening news is a little more. I mean, am I right? I don't want to presume you've done both.
More serious.
It's a little more formal.
It's condensed. It's formal. It's good evening, and you've got 30 minutes. So that gives you about 20-something minutes of news, and you don't have time to jibber jabber. You know, mornings, you guys, you don't want everybody so serious and serious.
What's the format? So you,
I have no idea.
Kind of like 30. Is it kind of like 30-minute segments or 30-minute blocks?
30-minute shows, so to speak. 30 minutes,
and you kind of reset. You redo every 30 minutes.
That's
you start afresh, and let's get the main headlines out of here.
Some of the same story elements, obviously, are going to be in there, but you update traffic and news, and some other stuff goes in there.
At any point this morning, did you want? I know your role is different.
Uh huh.
And I respect that. You know, I love you dearly. You're
right. Did I roll
one of my
eyes?
Best friends. At one point, did you want to say, yeah, Joe Biden's still president, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, on to the other news.
I missed all of the inauguration stuff yesterday because I was out mudding and shooting some promos, as we call them. So I missed all of it. So in my mind, I guess it happened. I'm not clear. Talked a little bit about it this morning. I don't know. I detached.
You, you missed Joe Biden calling for unity, by which he means do what we say or else.
Mm-hmm.
You missed all of the purple. To which there is now a conspiracy theory attached that has something to do with the second coming.
What? I thought it was just it meant Lent
church. The purple, the reason they're wearing purple is, see how unified we are. We're not blue. We're not red.
I didn't know anything about it.
Kamala Harris wore purple. Hillary Clinton wore purple. Michelle Obama wore purple. It's all about some purple.
I could remember on election day, can we wear purple instead of, because you want to wear red or blue? It looks great on the anchor desk. And I thought, I'm going to do purple because it just doesn't say anything. Had nothing
right.
to do. That was years ago, though.
Well, now, according to several anonymous people on social media that have sent me the meme, what it means is, apparently, and
Mm-hmm. Someone the Antichrist here?
Yes.
Oh.
Kamala Harris is the Antichrist. That is correct.
Really?
Yes, according to my internet sleuths, and I believe every word of it.
Okay. We're going with it.
Don't get me started on
Jade Helm.
Here's why I know that Kamala Harris is not the Antichrist.
I know what you're about to say, but go ahead.
She's not pleasant enough.
Charming is the, I guess, you have to, right. Everyone has to agree that you're charming, right? And then in all of this, the Antichrist business, right?
Right.
Most people have to think that.
Point is that
everyone's
the Antichrist
charmed.
Even draws in those believers right. who aren't strong enough because they're so charming and uh-huh. they're just so welcoming.
I think it would be someone more like Tom Hanks or someone.
Right.
Right?
Right, right. That Tom Hanks, we forgive Tom Before Hanks' we, his politics because he's such a pleasant actor and
right,
he
but we
seems
like
such a nice guy.
And, right. It's not like a Tom Cruise because he's just, it got too weird to be that.
43 after the hour. Let us see. It is Scott's turn in Aniana.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Scott.
Not named for me.
Hey, nice to hear Ani back on the radio.
Well, she'll be here on Thursdays
Pleasant
around
trees.
This time.
Yeah.
Even when we have our new co-host, Scott, which I'm very excited about.
Me too.
You'll have Ani here on Thursdays.
Okay. And you were right. Biden did stammer through his inaugural address.
It was worse. I heard it, and there was some stuttering and starting and stopping. That was one thing. Watching it, it was worse.
Oh, God, yeah.
It was worse.
But you were right. Within the at least the first 30 minutes, he was stuttering in his family.
He'd never make it in as a newscaster on a television station at all.
He ain't going to make it as a good president. I'm sorry to say that.
Well.
But anyway.
You know, I don't know. I don't know how many years we'll have Jamala, but we look forward to as many as we can get out of him, right?
Yeah.
Well, not really.
Yeah, great.
Well,
catch y'all later.
Hey, Scott, thanks Hi, for Scott. The call this morning. Appreciate you. Dingy, hang in there. Dingy!
Reminds me of Mama's Family. Eunice.
It reminds me of Alice. Remember?
Yes.
You dingy!
These are like 70s, 80s references and sitcoms.
Lost on younger listeners.
That's right.
Flo, Kiss My Grits, no?
No, anybody? Where's the beef?
You dingy!
Wendy's.
And I don't remember what the dingy's name was, but it was the third waitress. There was Alice, Flo, and then the
And in Mama's Family, she's like, you know, I forget the dingy reference, but
Dingy, small boat.
Very funny, yes.
45 after the hour. Ani's here for another segment. We've got another hour after that as we continue to remind you about Absco Fireplace and Patio. Good people, fine folks. Scott and Kathy doing well. You know, 2020 meant a lot of manufacturing delays on patio furniture. But thankfully, at Absco Fireplace and Patio, they had it going on in their warehouse. They've got a huge warehouse in Columbiana. And unlike many patio furniture stores, they store patio furniture in amounts that means that you get the exact thing you want when you want it. You don't have to special order it and get it 3 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now, or in this case, 4 months from now. What that means is they still have some in storage, not a lot, and they are concerned about shipments coming in the 2021 year. Why am I telling you all of this now in the middle of January? Maybe think about patio furniture that you're thinking about for the spring a little earlier than you might normal because of those delays at the manufacturer. Ask Scott or Kathy about it. They'll explain it all for you. Or Joy at one of the fine locations of Absco Fireplace and Patio. Absco Fireplace and Patio, two locations to serve you. Highway 280 in Inverness. And of course, over on 119, just off 119, State Park Road in Palo Absco, Fireplace and Patio. 46 pass. Back in a moment. Talk 99.5 Painting Company. You know, today is a good inside paint day for Peter Pastor and the Painting Company. I asked Peter one time how he does his schedule, right, based on the rain, because you've got outside work, deck staining, and the exterior of the home. You've got interior work that's going on. You've got all of these different crews doing different jobs at different times, different specialties. I mean, Peter is juggling a lot of those balls and doing it better than anyone in the industry and making promises regarding when they can get things done. And I said, Pete, how do you do it? And he said, very carefully. You know, I don't know how they do it, but they get it done, and they do it better than anyone else. 995-5559, 995-5559 for the Penny Company. Time has flown.
Time has flown, and it's, I was just thinking it's a bad day for driving, which brings up my son.
Yeah, so you had, for those who missed it, you had a daughter in a very serious accident.
Very serious, driving back to Troy, where she goes to school.
And that happened on I-65.
Verbena area. Uh-huh. Oddly enough, it was at Granny's, right past her exit. It's been the scene of a lot of crashes, some fatal. It's a stretch there that is just notorious for it. I don't know why. And so, yeah, she left the road after hitting an 18-wheeler and ended up in a tree, tunneled out the car. In the meantime, I have since moved the second 19-year-old Ohio kid is now Troy, at Troy, which has been such a great move.
Ohio just didn't work out.
Football was canceled. I don't know that that's his spirit animal anyway. It's cold. It's a long way away. It's just
good.
And the Troy thing already has been wonderful. I mean, plugged in. It's just great having the two of them there, and they look out for each other.
Mm-hmm.
So he leaves.
Plus, he got a little spy on the board.
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of them. He's pledged a fraternity. Who knew? I don't know this kid. Yeah.
Pique? No. Pike?
Sigma Chi.
I don't know.
Sigma Chi.
I don't know anything.
I don't know. Anyway, so he left. He wanted to go back Sunday evening. They're off Monday, but he wanted to go back. And we were like, driving at night, that's bad. Okay, get on the road. I'm getting ready for my first day at 42. I hear my husband on the phone. He's like, are you okay? Wait a minute, stay on the phone. I'm like, oh, crap. So in the same, within 10 miles of where my stepdaughter had her accident, it's dark. He's behind an 18-wheeler, a pickup with a load of stuff in the back, like tires, wheelbarrow, and everything, sideswipes the 18-wheeler.
Mm-mm.
Stuff starts flying out of the back of the pickup, including a blue wheelbarrow. I don't know why the color matters. A wheelbarrow shoots out from behind the 18-wheeler.
Democrat wheelbarrow.
and hits him.
Oh, my
God. Wheelbarrow hits Justin. And
hits the car.
The car, his person, but hits the vehicle, goes up under the car.
Holy crap.
There's smoky stuff. There's parts. There's crazy noises. And he calls, and he's on the phone on speaker when the 18-wheeler comes back. McMahon, are you okay? And I'm immediately mad. Where are you? And what have you, why are you, you know.
What have you done?
Why are you not on 65? Because we thought he was on a side road, and we couldn't figure it out. Long story short, the person driving the pickup, and there were children in that car, the pickup hits the 18-wheeler, loses the load, messes up my son's car. The pickup keeps going. And at one point, allegedly, the driver bails, leaving four crying kids in the car. I don't know what...
And the crops in the field.
Right. Lucille.
Sorry.
Bailed
on his...
Yes,
or
he took
some
off.
Children.
There may have been a short drive where another adult in the car picked him back up. Anyway, long story short, state troopers found him. I still can't get the police report. If he doesn't have insurance... That really hurts. Which this does not sound like someone who has an updated insurance policy.
Unsecured load, sideswiping 18-wheeler.
All of the
load
people
on
in the
road,
car lie or has a different story. I should say.
And I'm running from
DHR
the
comps. Comes and picks up kids. This doesn't bode
does
well.
Does not feel like an insurance type situation.
So that was. Yeah, so it's funny because my husband and my son drive down to meet the other son. State trooper's there. He's like, hey, weren't you, talking to my husband, weren't you guys, didn't I stop y'all right at that car fire on 65 not too long ago? Because we came up on a car fire. Same trooper goes, yeah, y'all was with a headlight out. And also was part of my daughter's wreck. So now they've met most of the family, Verbena's finest, and the state troopers in that region. So we know them all.
Well, that's lovely.
Isn't that fun?
That's good.
Kids, man.
I'm glad Justin's okay. He's okay.
He's okay. He's okay.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So what are you, you know, like they used to tell us at 10 o'clock in the morning, what are you going to do with the rest of your day? I mean, you're done.
I'm going to have breakfast with my boss and my co-anchor. And then after that, I'm going to go home, wash my face, and there's going to be a nap.
Some sort of nap. It's a perfect day for it.
There's going to be a
long
nap.
What's the weather doing, by the way? We've lost the weather for the last month since you've been gone.
I know. I have, too. You would think I would have paid attention. Rain. Saturday will be sunny and then rain.
Yeah. Yeah. I've met Jack and Michelle, obviously.
Yeah.
But I got to get some Nussbaum in my Nussbaum.
Moved here from New Orleans, and his wife and son, they're coming up, and just seems to be settled in.
Seems like a nice looking, nice fella.
He's fun. I enjoy the team a lot.
He's no Ashley Gann.
No, he's about to have a baby. You know. Ashley Gann, flipping a house, lived in a camper, having her fourth kid, chief meteorologist, no panic.
Now, see, that's fake news. Ashley Gann, I have it on good authority. I have an inside track on this. Ashley Gann, 16 children. That's what I'm told.
And counting.
And right.
Let's just start it.
And another one.
Gann, 16
on the way.
And counting.
Right. It's so good to see you.
It's good to see you, honey.
Yes, a respite from some of the negativity in the news,
A lot of hatred.
How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be watching tomorrow. Will I see that blue dress tomorrow?
I'll put a different color on.
Okay.
It'll be a surprise. We'll have a lottery.
Surprise! Back in a moment. One more hour to go. Hang in.